Blog Talk Radio.
CM Harmon Radio Live. It is Wednesday. Happy Halloween. And thank you for joining us. And Mr. Hyman, how are you doing this evening?
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the show. A little late, but we are in here. 9:07 coming to you live out of Tampa. That's CeeLo Live out of Charlotte tonight. While others are searching for ghosts and goblins, hey, we talking about some real love tonight. You know, that Cliff and Claire Huxtable love. That Jay-Z and Beyonce. Hey, by the way, big up to Jay-Z and Beyonce. In the midst of what New York City is dealing with, as well as Connecticut and Virginia and Delaware and the Jersey Shore and all of those places, we're praying for you all. Jay-Z and Beyonce are like the next most powerful couple in our country, next to the president. And his beautiful wife, Michelle. Pepsi is Beyonce's sponsor, and they have pictures plastered of her all over Times Square, as well as Jay-Z just landed a major deal. And, man, I understand that he has, like, crazy ads about to be posted as well. Power couple. Nevertheless, tonight, again, we're talking about relationships. This hump day. You know, we haven't talked about relationships in a minute. So we're going to flip the script and discuss something that's pretty simple but complex at the same time. That's the topic of love. It's clear most people are searching for a meaningful relationship, but really don't know where to turn, how to find it. And tonight, hey, we're just going to share our perspective on what you can do to find that real love. Jump on it, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. CeeLo hanging out at a birthday affair. Big up, happy birthday to whoever that is.
They say life is a battlefield. I say bring it on. If you want to know how I feel, live it till it's gone. I'm just saying that what don't kill makes you strong. If you don't recognize what is real, then forever.
to the future of love. I need one.
Might be too strung out on compliments, overdose on confidence, started not to give a fuck and stop fearing the consequence, drinking every night because we drink to my accomplishments, faded way too long, I'm floating in and out of consciousness, and they saying I'm back, I'd agree with that, I just take my time with all this shit, I still believe in that, I had someone tell me I fell off, ooh I needed that, and they wanna see me pick back up, well where'd I leave it at, I know I exaggerated things, now I got it like that, tuck my napkin in my shirt cause I'm just mobbing like that. You know good and well that you don't want a problem like that. You gon' make someone around me catch a body like that. No, don't do it. Please don't do it. Cause one of us goes in and we all go through it. And Drizzy got the money, so Drizzy gon' pay it. Those my brothers, I ain't even gotta say it. That's just something they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, I be be yelling out, money over everything, money on my mind. Then she wanna ask when it got so empty. Tell her I apologize, happened over time. She says they miss the whole Dre, girl, don't tempt me. If they don't get it, they'll be over you. That new shit that you got is overdue. You better do what you're supposed to do. I'm like, why I gotta be all that? But still I can't deny the fact that it's true. Listen to you expressing all them feelings. Soap opera rappers, all these niggas sound like all my children. And that's who you thinking is about to come and make a killing. I guess it really is just me, myself, and all my millions. You know that they ain't even got it like that. You gon' hype me up and make me catch a body like that. Cause I live for this, it isn't just a hobby like that. When they get my shit and play it, I ain't even gotta say it. They know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. They know, they know, they know. Yeah, they know, yeah. That the real is on the rise. Fuck them other guys. I even gave them a chance to decide. Now it's something they know. They know, they know, they know.
Charlotte, I'm coming to you live out of Tampa. Toya, are you with us tonight? Not sure. I know Delaware got hit hard, along with New York City, Jersey, VA, Connecticut, Washington, D.C., and we're just and all of those areas in between. Our prayers are with you tonight.
Yes, they definitely are. Toya isn't on the line with us tonight, but we do have seems like a caller from the Charlotte area, last 4-16-25.
Tell us your name. Where you calling from in Charlotte?
What's going on? This is a very special guest of Miss CeeLo Boston calling to wish her a happy birthday. She was definitely born and blessed to see another one.
Oh, thank you. Oh.
Perfect wishes to Madam CeeLo Boston tonight. CeeLo, I thought you said you were attending.
We have some other friends that would like to say some things, too. This is definitely...
Come on. Tell them to come on and what their wish is tonight.
Hold 1 second, please.
The conversation, CeeLo, that we were having 30 minutes ago matches perfectly with what the topic is tonight.
Real
searching
love.
Searching for that real love, yep. She said a mouthful earlier, and she was spot on, so this was perfect.
And I'm searching for the real love.
Would you like to expound? Let's expound. You said it's the perfect topic. Expound.
Well, we were talking about single women and what single women are looking for in men. And then we had a man's insight to what men are looking for in single women. So being a woman in my mid-30s, single, we were discussing, you know, does the topic of marriage come up too soon? When does it come into the conversation? How long do you wait to talk about having kids? How long do you wait till you talk about why your last relationship doesn't work? And it was just very fitting.
So
what
was the revelation? What was the takeaway?
The takeaway, I think, was if you're a woman in your 30s, you really don't have any, you don't have the patience that you used to have. You would rather know up front, out of the gate, what the man is looking for rather than spend 3 to 6 months figuring out, getting to know each other, just have the conversation right off the bat and go your separate ways or start a friendship.
Don't you think that you have to get to know someone before you can really expect them to be totally honest about what they're looking for?
No, because if you're honest and if you're an honest person, you assume that everybody else is honest. So just keep it real. There is no secret to be
hidden.
But
that's not true. That's not true. You just said it. You assume everyone else is honest.
That's all you can do. You can only take somebody's word for face value. If you go out dating thinking that everybody might be lying, then you're setting yourself up for a disaster. But if you go in saying, hey, look, you know what? I'm looking for serious relationships. I want to be married soon, sometime in the future, whatever the case may be. I don't understand why it's such a taboo
thing. Oh, well, I
respect
that. People meet people
and have sex tonight. If we can bone tonight, but we can't talk about we want to be married tonight, that's just off.
No, I think you're right. I think with the one thing that you said, you talked about a group of people in their 30s. I think we tend to think differently when we cross over into the land of 30s. And so you have to be mindful of your audience. If you're still, you know, trying to date dudes that are in their 20s, you have to have a certain expectation. When you date dudes in their 30s, guess what? We have a different expectation. And I can tell you, guess what? Dudes in their 40s, in their 50s, they have different expectations than we do at 30.
Right.
That's true.
Well, you know, and hold on. We have another caller. Let's out of the country.
Happy birthday to CeeLo tonight. Caller, tell us your name when you're calling from.
Yeah, my name's Joe.
Joe,
yeah.
Welcome to the show, Joe. What's your feedback and your comment?
Well, I like your description, Paige. You say in order to love, you must also be lovable. So,
gotta be lovable, Joe. Gotta be lovable.
So what does a woman have to do or to be in order to be lovable, to have the man that she wants?
We have women on the line. Tell us.
I think that a woman let me say this, that what we want, what women want comes from what we were taught to want, right?
True.
So what needs to happen is by the time we turn 30, we need to realize that everything we were taught was a lie.
Well, you got my interest. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then go from there, because the thing is that we have to be secure within ourselves and love ourselves before we can, you know, we can love anybody else. We can't be insecure and then say we're searching for love, but then when love comes, we're so insecure that we don't even know what love is. You see what I'm saying? You push it away.
All right. I agree with you. I'd like to go a little deeper, so can you go deeper than that?
Hey, keep pushing, Joe.
All right, so what do you think?
The question was, how does a woman become lovable? Was that the question?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What does a woman have to do to be lovable, to get the man that she, let me see, maybe I should rephrase that. Not to get the man that she wants, because I agree with the hostess when she says that a lot of what women have been taught since you've been kids is a lie. So what should you do to be lovable, to get the man, not so much that you want, but the man that you need?
I don't know. I think you just have to be genuine and put your true thoughts and feelings about what you want as a woman out front. You have to lay out what you think a man is supposed to do and what a woman is supposed to do. And that has to be put up right in the front. Because if we both don't define what the rules are supposed to be as a man and a woman in a relationship, then you won't be able to love each other. Even if you are just a nice, good-natured person, you have to both be on the same wavelength. So basically, the way I feel a man should treat me, that has to be told to a man immediately. And if he doesn't agree with that, then we're not going to love each other. But if I put out this is what I think the role of a man is, and you agree, then that's probably going to make a lovable situation.
Right. You know what I think the issue is? I think the issue, you know, is what creates the problem for women like yourself who like to take a mature approach is there are a lot of women that don't think like you. And there are a lot of women that kind of play the game that we like to play. You know, so unfortunately, because there are women that like to play our game, you know, it makes it a little difficult, I think. You know,
well,
women
I don't think so, because
who are,
I think
who are,
it's
who are
unfair.
That serious.
I don't think it's difficult, because here's my thing. When you meet somebody, you only need to meet me for 10 minutes to know that I'm not playing around. So stop treating me like how you treat the rest of these hoes in the street. Excuse my language. So if you meet a woman who is mature, don't keep playing the same game that you would play with the hoes that's trying to get your money or whatever it is they're trying to get from you. That's the thing. Men start to treat all women exactly the same. You can't treat a real woman like that. And that's
so what's a real woman, though?
Up.
But what's a real mature woman who's lovable, who's going to get the man that she needs? Unfortunately, nobody there has answered the question. I know
okay.
that you
well,
think
you know,
that you have.
What a real woman is depends on what it is that you're looking for. What a real woman is depends on what you're looking for. You might need a woman who has her own home, a woman that has her own job, a woman that believes in God, a woman that takes care of herself and her children and can add to your family. That might be a real woman to you. Or a real woman could be somebody who's obedient to another man. She doesn't have to have her own job. She doesn't have to have all those other things. It's individual. So you can't treat all women the same. You have to treat each individual case the way it comes. And that's where the problem is. You can't try to group people, whether it's in a good category or a bad category. You have to take everyone as it comes. You can't treat dating like that. You have to date everybody individually and differently.
Let's do this, CeeLo. Again, happy birthday to Madam CeeLo Boston tonight, everybody. Hey, the conversation is heated. We got Joe hanging out. Hey, Joe's looking for some real answers. So everybody stand by. If you want to chime into this conversation wherever you are in the world, hey, hit us up, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926.
It's official right now. In 4 minutes or less, we're going to crown all of them right now. My mama, your mama. Your baby's mama's mama's mama. Right. If you're near a woman right now, wherever you at, turn to them and say, you are appreciated.
I appreciate your smile.
Thank you.
And the number to take to carry and birth a child.
Thank you.
And the way you play dumb, even when we live in real
vows. Thank you.
And even as a single parent, mama, you still hold it down somehow.
Thank you, mama.
Make them ends meet somehow.
Thank you, mama.
I appreciate your strength.
Thank you.
Never bite your lip to say what's on. A lady in the street and a freak when it's bedroom time.
Thank you.
Come grind with me, roll with me, tell me what's yours is mine.
Hey,
fellas, if you ain't got one, better search the world to find.
Woman,
special woman,
woman,
a beautiful
cook meals. A grown woman is who's confident. Better recognize one when a grown one says. And a grown woman knows how to tell you no. A grown woman knows when to let you go. You can have a big old car and a big old house, but next to God, nothing else amounts to a woman, 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 strong woman.
Radio Live. It's Hump Day Wednesday. Birthday girl, CeeLo, happy birthday, live out of Charlotte tonight. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa. We got Joe hanging out along with Angie and Chanel. And Joe, where are you calling from tonight, man? We appreciate you for calling in. Joe, you still with us?
I'm Joe Gasker.
All right. Well, I think we still got Angie. We still got Angie and Chanel hanging out with CeeLo. Tonight's topic, you know, really, it's talking about love, real love. Everybody, I believe, at some point in your life, you know, you're looking for a real relationship. You're looking for true love. You know, like that George and Weezy love, that Jay-Z, Beyonce, Barack and Michelle. I mean, you're looking for real love. I mean, at the end of the day. But in order to love, you got to be lovable. And I think Joe was asking a question about being lovable.
I'm just trying to answer that again.
Can't love you
maybe it wasn't clear.
That's why it's love me. If you respect somebody, you treat them with love.
Hey, I think you need to close the mic. Close the mic, CeeLo. I'm not sure where it is.
Yeah.
So I want to try to answer that again.
Okay.
So what I feel a woman needs to do to be lovable, to become lovable, again, like I stated previously, is to first love herself and respect herself.
Okay.
And then also being able to recognize the qualities in the man that she's looking for. Now, when you say to be lovable, the thing is that it's kind of a cause and effect. So if you approach me respectable, I'm going to respond to you the same way. If you respond to me disrespectful, I'm going to respond to you accordingly. You see what I'm saying? So to be lovable, to me, is it depends on how the man responds. I can be lovable by just respecting myself and responding to you like I respect myself. You see what I'm saying? I'm not going to allow you to disrespect me. I'm not going to allow you to...
Well, you've already put forth your boundaries, and that's pretty much what your hostess was saying, too, because your hostess didn't answer the question. She thought she did, but she wasn't answering the question. She was saying, well, if I meet somebody, this is the first part of her question, if I meet somebody, then I'm going to teach him how to have him treat me. That's not being lovable. That's teaching somebody how he can treat you so that you feel good. Then the second part of her question was, I just forgot. I just lost my train of thought. But the thing is, lovable. How does a woman become lovable? In other words, how does she attract someone who's going to love her?
Well, I mean, I think that I don't know. That's a double-edged
Okay. See, that's a question which people should really...
Well, I guess, well, let me ask you this, Joe. I mean, and I don't mean to ask a question with a question.
No, that's okay.
But I think for our own benefit, because I think this is my question. Does love, like, come to you, or do you have to go out and find it?
Well, a lot of people will say the more you look for love, the less you're the less likely you're going to find it. And that may be true in some circumstances. But how does, you know, but see, that's why I'm here, because it's lovable. What does a woman have to be or have to do in order to attract the kind of men that will love her? Now, there are certain types of women.
Let me tell you what I think. I'm not even a woman, and I think it's...
Well, actually, you know what? You are whom they should have asked, because... You're the man. You're the man who's going to love
them. I think it's humanistic. Exactly, because I believe this. I believe you attract what you put out. We have to be honest with ourselves, and we have to love ourselves before we can expect anybody else to love us. And I believe if you're an honest person and you love yourself and that kind of exudes in your personality, then that's what you're going to attract.
I agree with you 90%. And here's why it's 90%, not 100%. Because there are narcissistic people who love themselves, but they're not lovable. They have a lot of people who can love them. Let's say you're one of the most gorgeous people in the world, right? But if you're narcissistic and you only think about yourself, because of your beauty, you're going to get a lot of guys who are going to be interested in you. You're going to get a lot of guys who can and will fall in love with you because you're beautiful. But are you lovable? Well, I guess technically you would be. But are you lovable enough to have a relationship in which it's nice and healthy, you're satisfied with it, your partner's satisfied with it, and you two are happy with each other? Now, that's the complex part of the relationship.
Absolutely. And I think that's a great segue into, like, the final part of the show tonight. But does anyone want to respond to that? Angie, Chanel, CeeLo, even my dude. I didn't catch your name at the top of the show.
My name's Joe.
No, not you, Joe. I definitely know you, Joe. I think that there's somebody else out there. I want to get some male perspective. Does anyone want to comment on Joe?
Yeah. Show respect. You love him.
That's Mr. Elliott.
All right, show respect is part of it. That's good. All right.
Hello?
I have my own answer. I'll give it, later if you want. I'll give it now. Depends.
We
want to hear it now.
Nobody's
answer is satisfying enough for Joe. Let him please drop some knowledge on the rest of us.
All right, to be lovable, this is what a man wants, because you're going to be lovable to a man. A man wants a woman that he can trust. He can respect. So all of you answered that particular aspect about, you know, you want to be respectable. If you respect yourself in a non-narcissistic way, in a healthy, self-respecting way, which is what the male host was alluding to, and if you can give a man empathy, make him trust you, show him appreciation, you will not get rid of that guy. You couldn't get rid of him if you threw him out the window 3 times a day. He'll keep coming back through the front door or the back door.
You're right about that.
Okay?
Yeah, I don't disagree with that at all, Joe.
Wow. Very simple, but yet very profound, isn't it?
Yes. Especially when you break it down that way, Joe.
No, absolutely, and I'll balance it out for the ladies, because at the end of the day, what we must understand, fellas, is that when you love a woman and when you protect the woman and she feels that genuinely, she ain't going nowhere either. She'll help you to create your empire. So we got to respect that and apply that. In addition to what Joe said, because guess what? It's a two-way street.
But I'm going to disagree with you. Here's the thing. Here's the fly in the arm, because what you said is something which about 95% of people and even psychiatrists and psychologists would agree with, because if you protect a woman, if you make her feel safe, she's going
to... No. Go ahead, Joe.
No, go ahead. If I misunderstood you, I'll be glad to listen to what you were saying.
No. I heard music. I thought we were about to play a track. Go ahead, finish. Then we'll go into the music.
Here's the thing. You see, what we want from a woman ostensibly seems to be the same thing that she wants from us. But the thing is that if we find a woman who is weak but pretty, appreciative, respectful of us. Come on, guys. The guys on the line, you know that a woman is a woman of treasure. But if a girl finds
a
guy...
No doubt.
But if a girl finds a guy who respects her, appreciates her, right, will protect and provide, like the host was talking about, are you really going to say, because I know that you've all done it for women that you thought were worthwhile, doesn't she a lot of times find you, like, dispensable, disposable? Doesn't she take you for granted?
No, this is a problem. You are dealing with the wrong women. If that's what your experience is, you're not dealing with the right women.
Is that right?
No,
let's
no
ask
woman
the guy.
Would take advantage of a man who wants to take care of her and cherish her. That's a chicken head. That's somebody who was never interested in you in the first place.
Well,
so you
want
to be a bad, you want to be a bad judge of character.
Now,
Joe, you know what a chicken head is, Joe? Joe, do you know what a chicken head is, Joe?
Well, somebody seems to me, from what she's doing, is like if you rip the head off like a chicken, she just keeps running around doing nothing. Or a dummy.
Right. Look.
It sounds like you're not choosing your women wisely, as it sounds like to me.
Sounds to me like you took it kind of personally. Ask the guys. If you're going to have
I wouldn't take it personally.
Let's
I haven't had those experiences.
Let's
I wouldn't take it personally because I would never take advantage of any person. So I'm saying,
and I'm not saying, did I talk to you personally? I did.
That's what I just told you. Did I not take it personal? What I'm saying is, if you're dealing with a woman who takes you for a
studio, it's 9:43, everybody. You are tuned to TM Hama Radio Live. I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, and as you can see, this is one of the best discussions we've had this week. We got Angie and Chanel coming live out of North Carolina. We got Joe calling from somewhere in the world. When we come back, the male perspective will answer Joe's question. It is 9:44. Back in a moment. TM Hama Radio Live.
Where are you when I needed a friend? Thought I could be strong. Never knew I'd be so wrong. A heartbreaker most of my life. Suddenly all changed the moment you left me.
We'll be right back.
Real talk, tonight's topic, searching for that real love. I'm your hip-hop informer. It's 8:48 in New Orleans tonight. It's 9:48 in New York City. Man, this has been an interesting topic. We got folks who are engaged in this conversation. If you want to give feedback or you got comments to what you've heard thus far, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. The reality is most people are searching for a meaningful relationship. You know, really want that real love. But the question is, because nothing worthwhile comes easy, the question is, are you lovable? Are you able to love someone? Do you love yourself? You know, I mean, are you... That's been a part of the major conversation tonight. Joe said, in reference to something that I said, that a lot of times women look at men as if they can be dispensable. You know, his experience has been that he can put a lot of value in women, but at the end of the day, women really don't put a lot of value in him or us as men. And so that's the question he's proposed. How do we feel about that? Now, I don't know if that was Angie or Michelle, but Angie or Michelle in North Carolina felt like Joe is just dealing with chicken head. For those who don't know what a chicken head is, let me define that for you. A chicken head is a female that doesn't have respect for herself, therefore she's not going to have respect for you. So guess what? I agree. You have to be very selective with the women that you deal with. You can't be, you know, you can't give all you got to a woman that you really don't already know is not giving all she got to you. And so this is also the problem, though. People change. You know, 3 years ago, that was the right situation for her. Guess what? 3 years later, she's sick of you. And guess what? It happens just the same on the other foot. But I think communication and protection and love, you know, when it's applied genuinely, women are smarter than us. A woman will know that it may not be the best situation, but guess what? She's not going nowhere if she's already weighed the cost. We'll leave a situation for, you know, for some good sex. We're not too smart, you know? I mean, women think about it a little more, Joe. That's my comment. But guess what? That's just my opinion. Let's go to the phones. I got Coop calling out of Washington, D.C. tonight. Coop, my man, give us your feedback on the topic tonight.
Hey, well, this is a good topic tonight right here. Hey, when it comes down to it, this is how it usually works for me. The ones that I really don't feel like putting that extra work in for it, they're going to put that extra work in it for me. But the ones that I'm going to put too much time and energy into, that's the ones that's probably, you know, they're going to do a little bit more like what Joe was saying. But it's like that with a lot of things. One thing I notice about a lot of females want that guy that they feel like they can change, or they might think they can change him, even though they can't, and then they up there sit around there thinking, oh, why did it go wrong? Why did it this? Why did it that? Because you thought you saw what you had, but you thought you could make what you had into something else.
Mm-hmm. Which is the problem a lot of women have. Now, you're dovetailing off of what I had said. Remember, I had said all a girl has to do, if she's pretty, now just think of it. Think of the girl that you love or like. She's pretty. She's interesting. Okay? She's good in bed. And she gives you appreciation for who you are because you give her appreciation. She respects you because you respect her. Now, that's the kind of girl you want to have. And you're the kind of guy that you...
I agree.
Know, she can't get rid of because she's showing you appreciation. What I had said was, if you did that for most guys, now if I say subjectively, 25% of guys won't be able to be like that. 25% of guys are like demented morons, okay? They don't know how to handle a good relationship because of the way they were treated when they were kids or all for other reasons. But 75% of men, if you find a girl like that, you're saying, I found gold. Now, if a girl finds a guy like that, this is what I'm saying, she, after a few months, 6 months, she will get complacent in the relationship. She will not appreciate the guy the same way the guy appreciates her. I'm saying there's a different psychology between the vast majority of women compared to the vast majority of men. And that girl who got all upset as though I was talking about her and her mother and her sister and her nanny and her niece, you know.
It's so good.
She's taking it personally. Now, she did
no,
that.
So what was said is what exactly you're saying right now. You can't date everybody the same. You have to date other people differently. If you're dating the girl and she's
not showing you
the attention and appreciating you, you can't treat her the same way as you treat the girl that is showing you the attention and appreciating you. You can't date everybody the same. It doesn't happen like that.
You got to have to listen to what I said. I said 25% of us will not be able to handle that. 75% of us, if we found the woman who is treating us like that, we will appreciate and want to hang on, and we will protect and provide. What you're talking about is dating the individuals and having a relationship with individuals. Those are the first off, you better ask guys before you start having an opinion about what guys want. You better ask them and talk
to
them.
Right. Well, let's do this. Let's go to the phones. Area code 310. Tell us your name, where you're calling from. What's your comment tonight?
My name is Dwayne Chick. How are you?
Good evening, sir. What's your comment?
The subject matter is obviously a provocative one. The comment is that in terms of having a real relationship, being loved, in terms of dating now, I'm probably not the best judge because I've been married for 30 years, so I've been out of the dating game for 32 years. But you can tell us
what real love is about if you've been with the same woman for 30 years. I mean, you're sitting listening to this conversation tonight.
Well, that, and also I'm an author of a book called Some Things to Know About Marriage Before You Have a Wedding and After Too. And the keys in terms of relationships, and I believe many of you have touched on it, is one, knowing what you want. And you talk about, okay, meeting the right person, and are they the one that you want? Well, you have to know what you want in order to see if Tyrone is the one for you. If you don't know what you want, how can you say he is or he isn't? So you need to know what you want, having some standards, and then willing to do the work. Because there's a chapter in my book called It's Worth It, But It's Work. Relationships, marriage, or any committed relationship is work. It's not just going to make it because you're so fine, because you're in love. Because after you finish being in love, somebody got to take the trash out. So
Give us the website, and we can check that book out.
It's DwayneEshig.net, or there's a Facebook page called Things to Know About Marriage. But also
one more time,
the idea
repeat that for us one more time.
Things to Know About Marriage is the Facebook page, and the website is DwayneEshig.net.
Okay.
And the idea of partnership is key.
Thank you very much for calling in. Let's go down to Virginia, and again, our hearts and prayers are going out to the folks in Washington, D.C., Connecticut, New York City, the Jersey Shore. Let's go to the CEO of Vano Couture Clothing, Chris Elliott. Hey, what's up? What's your comment tonight, brother CEO?
We lost that caller.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, back to Washington, D.C. Coop. I know you had a concluding comment. We wrap this thing up tonight.
Okay, I gotta disagree a little bit, because I think that men are the same way. What he was saying, if a man gets a woman that has this A, B, C, and D, man, we will get a woman that's A, B, C, and D, and not hold on to them. So we can't just sit here and think that we have the corner, we have the market corner on being emotionally right, because we don't.
That's why I said 25% of us are demented people. Yeah.
No, I think it's a lot more than 25%.
You're saying that 50-75% of men, if they found a woman who is very pretty, right, who treats them right, who has self-respect, shows them appreciation, that 75 or even more of men are going to say after a while, I'm going to leave this woman. And as you were talking about, host, I'm just going to look around and see what else I can, you know, put down in bed, and then maybe I'll just use her as a jump off. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
Because a lot of time men suffer from that. They'll meet a woman that's good looking, has a good job, and gonna give it up in bed. Even though that give it up in bed part gets me every time. Nah, but
Cool. Let's do this. CeeLo, we're going to go into overdrive, going beyond 10 tonight, because we just cannot stop this podcast. Folks, it's 9:58. We're going to play a song. We're going to come back, and we're going into overdrive.
Well, I'm
going
to be gone. Remember my particular elements, and then if you want to think that, if you want to believe that they're not, you know, that relevant, okay, but I have to go, so...
Joe,
you remember what I said,
what
though, right?
This is what I'll say to you, bro. I think everything that you said has been interesting tonight. We all have opinions. And,
okay.
I think your opinion has stimulated, you know, conversation, and that's what this platform's about.
Good.
So we appreciate you tonight, man.
All right. Take it easy.
Hey, we'll be right back after this. You and Tony TM Hama Radio Live. Hyman Radio Live. Wow, we are in overdrive at 10:03. Tonight we've been talking about searching for real love. This conversation got like ridiculously like heated. It hit a climax and we've come back down. Hey, I would not even feel right. My conscience, and then people would be emailing me telling me I was wrong if I didn't bring the ladies back into this conversation to balance it out and then kind of conclude. The one thing that this platform is all about is really about letting people, you know, get their views in, getting different perspectives. But we have to be respectful, and everybody really doesn't understand how this thing works. And so if you don't control it, it'll sound like an argument, and we'll sound defensive and like we got an attitude. And guess what? It's none of that. We're all mature adults. And this is educational and it's entertaining at the same time. Coop live out of Washington, D.C., again, where Sandy just whipped on the entire mid-Atlantic region. I don't know if Mr. Bono is out of Charlotte or VA tonight. Nevertheless, I'm coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. CeeLo, Angie, Chanel. Hanging out with us also in Charlotte. Hey, thank you all for your comments, for your time tonight. Happy birthday to Madam CeeLo Boston. Big up.
At 36.
And responses to the young lady on her birthday. And comments and responses to anything that's been said on the show. Let's go back to the birthday lady, Madam CeeLo Boston. Hey, appreciate you, Joe. Don't think that we don't appreciate you, Joe. CeeLo, what you got?
Okay, so my thing is this. That, like, I got where Joe was trying to go with the whole lovable thing because a lot of people don't know the direct answer for it. You see how he had to break it down, you know? And I think I'm a know-it-all, right? Yeah, I didn't know that till Joe broke that down like that. So I'm going to be honest. I'm going to have an honest moment. So... But the thing is, honestly, we have to respect. I said we have to learn what respect is. I had to learn what respect was. Like, for instance, all right, a lot of women don't mind not having a bra on around company, other men in the house, whether they're friends or what have you. Now, there was a time where I didn't think it was an issue because I didn't pay it any mind. I'm just being me. I'm looking at my intentions. But
wow,
the thing is, somebody brought it to my attention. Someone who cared about me, but I thought they were coming from somewhere else.
Male or female?
It was a male. No female ever came to me like that because I didn't listen to them anyway.
That was a genuine friend. I'm gonna step out on a limb and say that was a genuine friend, because he was just telling you how it could be perceived, maybe.
Exactly, but I couldn't see it because that wasn't my intention. And see, the thing is that a lot of times when we get in these modes of, okay, I want to be in relationship mode. I want to be in a relationship. So we go blinded first. I'm going to find somebody to be in a relationship with hella high water. That's how people act when they want to be in a relationship. They're like, I'm going to get a relationship. I don't care what I got to do. And
what?
They'll put up with anything until they try to make it work.
What?
And then, you know, get married and get divorced.
So I asked Joe, did relationships come to you? Does love come to you? Or do you got to go out and look for it? And I'm going to tell you what my honest response to that question, because I never, ever ask anyone a question that I can't answer myself. That's just a ritual for me. It's a balance of both. You have to know what you want. You have to know who you are and know what you want. And then you have to be able to identify it.
Right.
But at the same time, if it's for you, it's going to come to you. So
right.
I believe that it comes to you, but you also have to be able to identify it. So you have to somewhat go after it. And see, sometimes what we think
right.
is we think that solely love is going to come to you.
we think it's going to come to us. And I mean, it doesn't, and it passed right by people sometimes because guess what? You didn't identify it. It came right past you.
Right, because you didn't know what to look for. Some people don't even know what love is or what it looks like. Some people think yelling at each other and disrespect is love. I know guys who think calling a woman their bitch is a title of honor. That's my bitch right there. They look at it as a title of honor. Oh, she know what I mean.
That's the nature of their relationship. It might be a title of honor. Go ahead. Is that Angie or Chanel?
What was that?
Comments. Y'all have any concluding comments to the topic tonight?
This is Chanel, and I wanted to ask Joe on a date because I was going to treat him right, and I was going to respect him, and I was even going to pay. I was going to pay, but he hung up before it was too late.
Hey, you can take me on a date, baby. I'm in Tampa. I'll be waiting.
What? Joe might be closer. I might have to take you on a date. Whoever's closer.
He's just in Tampa. Look, my friend, he's just argument. In Tampa.
Just in
you
Tampa.
Might like him. You might like him.
Hey.
I know. Hey. My God. Is that everybody has to be open to find love. You can't find a relationship if you're not open to a relationship. And I think a lot of the stuff that Joe was saying made a whole lot of sense. He definitely made a lot of sense. He definitely has an idea of what he thinks love is and what a relationship is. So, you know, if he's not in a relationship, I hope he finds it. And I think the best thing to do is just put it out there from the beginning. That's what me and Angie both said. If you start off telling the truth about what you really want and not being afraid and not waiting 30, 60, 90 days to say, you know, this is what I'm looking for, you'll probably get it a lot sooner. And you do have to be a good judge of character. You can't date women who you're pouring all your time into and then she turned around being real nonchalant and uninterested. You have to be a good judge of character. You have to be open to everything. That's all I can say. I'm no Dr. Phil, but that's the way I try to live my life.
Hey, you're not Phyllis. Dr. Phil, but you're Dr. Phyllis. Exactly. That's exactly what I was about to say. You're Dr. Phyllis. We totally agree with that. We agree.
Hey,
go ahead, Coop.
I'm a little bit different with it for me because I don't know. I guess because of things I've seen and the places I've been, when it comes to dating for me, I think I might have said this before, I'm a little bit afraid because I'm afraid to date somebody that I know I'm going to cheat on. And
That's
my thing because I'll meet some females and I'll be like, damn, I just know I'll cheat on you. And, I mean, it's not a good thing, but it's like, why am I going to do that and then go through all that drama that's going to come with it?
Right.
Even if it's just the knowing that you hurt somebody else.
But that's a chance you take.
Yeah.
You got to take the chance. I mean, my thing is
How about you just don't cheat on that person? How about you just don't cheat?
Right.
Yeah, but if you already know going into it that you know it could happen, it's like, I know I can cheat on this person.
So what the hell do you see at lunch that tells you I'm going to cheat on her?
Wow.
It could be anything. I mean, not just at lunch. It could be anything. I could just talk to a female and then be like, okay, she might do it good, but she not gonna understand a damn thing that Bill Maher said. So I'm gonna have to find somebody that understood that. That understands
what
he said.
I got it.
So you know what I'm saying? So then I'll meet another one where I'll be like, okay, she'll understand, but she's not gonna be able to move in the bedroom. Ain't this some? And I'm not even I'm being real.
You're right. Okay, I'm going to, what, on that note, honey, guess what?
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Fade it.
Right. Now I done grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flask, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels. Some people want to kill their sorrow. Some people want to fit in with the popular. That was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon that I'ma get fucked up, filling up my cup. I see the crowd mood changing by the minute, and the record on repeat. Took a sip, then another sip, then somebody said to me, why you babysitting? Only 2 or 3 shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First you get a swimming pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor, then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, play, watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Four.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down,
Frank.
Stand up,
Frank.
Pass out,
Frank.
Wake up,
Frank.
Fade it,
Frank.
Fade it,
Frank.
Okay, now open your mind up and listen to me, Kendrick. I'm in your conscience. If you do not hear me, then you will be history, Kendrick. I know that you're nauseous right now, and I'm hoping to lead you to victory, Kendrick.
If I take another one down, I'ma drown in some poison, abusing my limit. I think that I'm feeling the vibe. I see the love in her eyes. I see the feeling of freedom is granted as soon as the damage of vodka arrived. This how you capitalize. This is parental advice. And apparently, I'm over-influenced by what you are doing. I thought I was doing the most, and someone said to me,
why you babysitting? Only 2 or 3 shots. I'ma show you how to turn it up a notch. First, you get a swimming pool full of liquor. Then you dive in it. Pool full of liquor. Then you dive in it. I wave a few bottles and I watch them all fly. All the girls wanna play, play, watch. I got a swimming pool full of liquor and they dive in it. Pool full of liquor, I'ma dive in it.
Four.
Frank.
Headshot.
Frank.
Sit down.
Frank.
Stand up.
Frank.
Pass out.
Frank.
Wake up.
Frank.
Fade it.
Frank.
Faded.
Frank, Frank.
At the end of the day, what you're looking for is right around you. stop going so far to find what really might be right under your nose. I'm talking to those who are really searching for real love. Guess what? You attract what you put out. 9 times out of 10, if you're mature, you're in a mature environment, and your love might be right around you, and you really you're missing it because you think it's just going to come to you. Identify it, you know. Put your little search on. Put your search on.
You're absolutely right, and I will follow that up with the fact that, again, as I said, you have to learn what respect is so you can respect yourself and love yourself, because if you don't love yourself, you're not going to be able to love anybody else, you know. I mean, misery loves company, you know. So if you're miserable with yourself, you're going to find somebody else that's miserable with their self, and y'all going to be miserable together and have some miserable little kids and have a miserable little life. But
definitely.
You may have a better chance if you love yourself.
You can't really love nobody else until you love yourself. Hey, thanks for everybody for rocking. Again, we've enjoyed this. Everybody, to me, has a voice, has an opinion. Everybody's opinion counts. This has been educational and entertaining all at the same time. Hey, check us back on Friday, 9 p.m. Then again, Monday, Wednesday again, we'll do it, 9 p.m. TM Harmon Radio Live.
Live, DM, DM, Hyman Live, DM, DM, Hyman Live, DM, DM, Hyman Live.